The Max Life Field Guide. The Entrepreneur Mindset. The entrepreneur mindset that builds a business and the one that scales it are two different jobs. Grinding harder and outworking everyone gets you the first few million. But once you're running a real operating company, your results depend more on the quality of your thinking and the state you operate from than on your effort. The way Ben Laws frames it, you stop playing a strategy game and start playing an energy game. Whoever manages their internal state best makes the clearest decisions and gets the most out of their people. You build that mindset by defining what winning actually means for you, training how you react to pressure instead of obeying it, and learning to stay present when the stakes are high. What the entrepreneur mindset actually is once you've built something real. Most of what gets called the entrepreneur mindset online is beginner advice. Outwork everyone. Grind at 4 a.m. Want it more than the next guy. That mindset is real and it works. It's probably how you built your first million. But you're not there anymore. You've got crews, trucks, a shop, real payroll, maybe a kid or a key employee you're grooming to take it over one day. At that size, the game quietly changes and the mindset that got you here starts to cap you. When the whole business routes through your decisions and your energy, working harder doesn't add much. What actually moves the needle now is how clearly you think and what state you're operating from when you make the calls only you can make. That's the real entrepreneur mindset for someone running a $3 to $15 operating business. It's less about effort and more about attention. You've stopped playing a strategy game and started playing an energy game. Early on, growth was mostly a strategy problem. Get more leads, win the bid, hire the crew, fix the pricing. You could outthink and out-hustle your way to the next level, and you did. By the time you're running a real operating business, most of the strategy is known. You already know what a good job looks like and what it costs. So what separates the founders who break through the next ceiling from the ones who stall isn't a smarter play. The way Ben Laws frames it with the founders he coaches, you stop playing a strategy game and start playing an energy game. Whoever wins the energy game wins, and what they win is only limited by what they can imagine. The person who manages their internal state best makes the clearest decisions, holds the steadiest hand, and gets the most out of the people around them. That sounds soft until you watch it play out. Jeff Benton, who trains heart coherence with Fortune 500 teams and special forces units, put the mechanism plainly on the podcast. Our internal state truly creates our external reality. But not only that, when we change our own internal state, we are truly alchemists, and we can start to change the environment around us. He's not talking about wishful thinking. He's talking about the fact that a rattled owner makes rattled decisions, and a grounded one doesn't. His own version of it was blunt. Every time I grew on a personal level, spiritually and emotionally, that is when my business expanded the most. Your mindset is a decision you can train, not a fixed trait. A lot of operators fall into the same trap. They treat their own reactions as permanent. I'm just a stress case. I've always been a worrier. That's how I'm wired. So they build the whole business around managing their moods instead of changing them. Joey Klein, who's trained more than 84,000 people in what he calls inner training, argues that's backwards. Belief is more of a decision than it is something that's inherently there or not there. And I think if people understand that distinction, it changes the game. Your mindset isn't a personality you were handed. It's a set of defaults you can retrain, the same way you'd retrain a bad process on the shop floor. And the cost of not doing it is higher than it looks. Klein's warning for the successful ones is the one worth sitting with. If we don't understand how to train and nurture our inner reality, we basically have a really beautiful prison. You can build a company most people would envy and still feel trapped inside it, because you never trained the one thing that runs everything else. Know the rules of your own game, or someone else writes them. A big chunk of founder stress isn't the workload. It's the lack of a clear finish line. When you haven't defined what winning actually means for you, every competitor's move, every shiny opportunity, every loud problem gets to set your agenda for the day. You end up reactive, busy, and quietly resentful, playing a game somebody else keeps scoring. Ben says it to founders like this: your life is like a game, and if you don't know the rules of your own game and what it means to actually win, someone's going to come in and write them for you. Getting clear on what you're really playing for is the foundation of the whole mindset. It's what lets you say no to the good-looking distraction, stay calm when a rival lands a punch, and stop measuring your week by whoever yelled loudest. Once you're clear on the game, the daily noise stops running you. We walk through how to make the hard calls once you've got that clarity in the guide on a decision-making framework for business owners. Under pressure, presence beats a clenched jaw. Every operator has the moments. A key client walks, payroll's tight, a bid you were counting on goes sideways. The instinct most of us were taught is to clench, push harder, muscle through. It feels tough. It usually makes the decision worse. Raymond Onsategi spent 10 years as an amateur bullfighter before bringing what he learned into leadership rooms, and his read on performing under real stakes is the opposite of white-knuckling it. Whatever just happened, happened. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. But right now, I'm just here and I'm ready. Standing in front of a bull, you don't get to relive the last pass or rehearse the next one. You've got right now. So does a founder in a hard week. Jeff Francis, who's launched several companies and lived through the crashes, trained himself out of the same spiral. Stay less focused on the result and more focused on what's the action that I need to be taking right now. And then just have faith that if I take enough actions consistently enough for long enough, the results will take care of themselves. He's honest that his wiring pushed him to shut down when things went wrong, so he had to build the mental game on purpose so he could surge forward instead of freezing. That's a trained response, not a personality trait he was lucky to have. Are you running the business from fear or from a decision? Run this gut check on yourself. When you look at the thing you say you can't do yet, the hire you won't make, the price you won't raise, the day off you won't take, is it actually a resource problem, or is it a thinking problem wearing a resource costume? Most of the time, for a founder who's already built something real, it's the second one. Ben tells founders straight up when he sees it, "You have more capital than most entrepreneurs I've ever come across, and it's a thinking problem. The constraint isn't the money or the people. It's the story you're running about what's possible." Which is also why the answer isn't going to come from another guru handing you a script. Finian Kelly, who coaches high performers on exactly this, described his whole approach that way. "I never really help leaders by telling them what they need to do. I help them discover what they need to do." The mindset shift is learning to get quiet enough to hear your own answer instead of waiting for someone to hand you one. It's usually already in there. How to build this mindset this week? You don't rebuild how you think in a weekend, but you can start pulling one thread this week, and it compounds faster than you'd expect. Write down what winning actually looks like for you, in your words, so the day has a scoreboard you set. Catch one reaction you've always called, "just how I am," and treat it as a default you can retrain. When the next hard moment hits, practice getting present instead of pushing harder. Ask what the next right action is rather than replaying the last one. And take one thing you keep saying you can't do and ask honestly whether it's really a resource problem or a thinking one. None of this is soft. It's the most practical work a founder can do, because everything else in the business runs downstream of the state you're in when you decide. Sharpen that, and you're not just working harder in the company you built. You're finally running it from the front.